Today's segment of the McGirt Show. Radio. Long Carbody Corporation. Easier global mobility for the traveler and pet lover on the go. Order yours today at facebook.com/thecarbody. And also, our show is brought to you by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating 16 years of A-plus rated consumer services in helping people restore, renew, and rebuild their credit. Visit them today at youtube.com/TheMcGirt and facebook.com/groups/HGLaw. You can also email them at hglaw@ureese.com.
This is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show.
Time off, but when you're the boss, you're in charge of your time. Kind of share
with the listeners how you have been able to fight by the horns and empower minorities as well as women across a whole wide range of letting them know you don't feel comfortable trying to stay at a job for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a ham and a t-shirt. So, you know, so I think that's how you put it.
Well, I always start with my circle and my friends that I'm personally connected to. Anytime I talk to them, you know, some people I talk to every day, some people every week, but I'm always pushing to say, hey, well, this is what most of my friends are business owners, you know, and in all different types of areas. Most of my friends are business owners and self-employed. So we're constantly pushing each other to say, okay, this is what you need to do this week and try to grow your business. This is what you need to do next week. I have a lot of people personally that come to me and ask me, hey, how can I do this and start this? So anything that I learned, I always try to share it with other people. And then, like, other ways, you know, maybe social media, different things like that. I may post, like, inspirational quotes, different things like that that inspire people. But I just try to have the inspiration just shine through my actions. You know, you can say one thing, but if someone says, you should say, go out here and work hard, and they see that you're not, that's not going to inspire them to do so. So I just try to set an example, and hopefully, you know, that'll inspire people to go out there and chase their dreams.
If there was something that you could get a chance to get one more shot at it to do a makeover redo, what would it be, if anything?
This is going to sound really cliche, but really, I don't think I'll go back and redo anything. Because, I mean, of course, there's a lot of things that I wish I could change, but my failures and the things that I failed at have got me to where I'm at today. And it could be to where if I could do those things, I could even be in a worse situation now, you know, if I would go back and redo it. But every failure, every death, probably think of an all of business, I've experienced it. And it just taught me how to better position things, how to plan it. You know, I wouldn't change it because I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't have, you know, without those experiences, you know, the bad too. So,
in your opinion, what do you see the advantage of that social media has been sold us now, as opposed to 15, 20 years ago?
Social media is one of the best things that could have ever happened. You're able to reach clients that you would have never been able to reach 10 to 15 years, but it would have took a lot more money and a lot more time. For example, back in the day, book where it wasn't like it is on the internet. There was a book with all the houses that were still, and you had to drive around, you know, to all of these houses. And somebody had a whole list that you had to go and get the key from that person. Now they have it on their phone. We can just go and unlock it. Social media, it's just very, very powerful. With video, you can let people see who you really are. I post about my business, but I also try to be personal, you know, on my page, because people feel like they know you and they know who you are, they're more comfortable working with you. But social media is the best thing that, you know, that could have happened in any business, because you can reach millions of people with the click of a button.
What is your take on now that coming up with this thing like, I can't think of, I'm saying the name right, outdoor or something, where they're trying to have it where people, the homeowner, can directly deal with some kind of web portal to sell their homes? What do they miss when they go with that?
What they miss with that, number one, is going to be with me being a realtor and knowing how people find homes, was the number one place is the internet. But when they feel like they have a for sale by owner, they actually already have it. Remember that involved with helping people just directly sell their homes. One thing they can miss a lot of money. Like, a lot of people don't like real estate agents, but they feel like they're going to save on commission. But if you don't know how to properly value or price your home, you could be pricing it way below value and trying to miss the money there. There are a lot of, legal aspects in, you know, buying or selling a home that you may not know, you know, as far as hiring an attorney, different things like that. That a realtor is going to have the knowledge and be able to guide you in the right direction. There's a lot of negotiating that's involved in buying or selling the house. The real estate agent also acts as a buffer, you know, between in transactions, just in case little, you know, easier with it.
Right.
So, I think you have to sell alcohol, but right now, I think the last time I checked, 8 out of 10 homes are sold using a real restaurant. People that start out trying to sell their home, so they always convert to using a realtor because of the benefits of actually doing a realtor. So, you know, I would say that I don't only recommend it, but, you know, if you should, I would definitely, you know, say that using a realtor would make it a lot smoother the process.
And the one thing they have to realize, the realtor, the only exactly is there to work, understand it, because I can say from experience, your owner, because the times I've sold a house to a realtor, they have the advertising was not in hand.
Exactly.
You know, they have to look at that. I know that there's something, I can't remember the name of their advertising that they're trying to eliminate it, but at the end of the day, it's all back to that. You don't even have to have that. It's just like buying a car. You got to have a salesman. You just can't go out there and go get the car.
And then the other thing too is selling a house. You know, yes, you have the realtor fee. And say you say that you don't want to work with the realtor, but in buying a house, using a realtor is for you know, like the seller pays the commission for that. So if you're buying a house, 9 times out of 10, the seller, the realtor represent them.
Because there are a lot of people, I've met them, they got the degree, but they're lazy.
Yeah.
And they feel like the jobs and opportunities just fall on their lap because they have the paper, but they don't have the tenacity. You have shared with us already, even despite the fact, you know, of that, look what you've achieved. But people have this, I hope that this forgiveness, my brother, he, the one who owns the pressure washing service, $200 pressure washing, very successful business, but he's a high school dropout. And, you know, he got a GED, but, you know, he's doing great, you know. I know a lot of people who didn't finish school, don't have a degree, and own businesses and are very successful.
They make people that look like that have the degrees, and then you find somebody with a group working at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I bet it is.
Because, like, people like that, like, that do, like, not saying just dropped out, but we have the mentality that I have no other choice. I got to have to work, you know? And it's like when it has to work, you make it work, you know? Like when you go to school and get a degree, right? I'm actually thinking security, job security, I'm going to get hired.
Let me see your smartphone. He knows where to go and look for the game. And it's almost killing it.
to know if she did give it to him or not. Yeah, so you say kids did, but by the time they're 10, 15 years old, they can go in there and design a hat or create a website or whatever because they've been working with technology from their legs. So.
It has totally changed where we are as a society because when you look at when we were kids, we didn't even have half this stuff these kids have. They can take I got an iPad on that desk. They can take an iPad and go in there and start working on it and looking up apps. And I'm like, I'm learning from a 7-year-old child. You know, it's amazing. How would you want your legacy to be once it's all said and done?
First and foremost, I want to be a good daughter, sister, aunt, friend. You know, I want to be known as like a good person. You know, if people, you know, that I treat people right, and I give people right. Second, I want to be known as a hard worker. And you know, just you know, really a good person and a hard worker is totally what I want to what I want my legacy to be.
Gotcha. What would you share to the listener that's listening that has they started their singing career, their business, and it didn't go like they had planned? They feel like giving up. They felt like throwing the towel. They felt like, I don't know, it's not nothing I do is working out. What would you say to that person to give up that?
What I would definitely say is I've been there probably twice a week. You know, I'm gonna be honest. Like I said before, like there probably isn't any struggle or failure or anything that I've been through. 2012, I was diagnosed with a cancer, anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which put me down for like 6 months, you know, like between hospital visits and just getting better and things like that. I didn't know where things were going to go, you know, from there. But like that's why I say I wouldn't change a thing because when that happened, when I finally was back on my feet, I mean, I came back full force. It was like, you know, I went out and got 2 more bands, started more teams, you know what I'm saying, like stuff like that. You know, and like I said, you know, literally, I might feel like giving up often, you know, but you have to think about why you started and, you know, what got you doing what you're doing in the first place. And, a support system is probably one of the best things that you can, you know, invest in. If you don't have friends or family now that you can, you know, call home when you go through stuff or people that you can talk to about business, go out and network. You know, people, if you present yourself in a way, people are going to gravitate towards you. And if you want to talk about business, you're going to come across somebody who's going to give you some advice or who's going to want to help you. So definitely build your circle. But, you know, like I said, like now, I felt like giving up a lot of times, but I just had to where I started. I've learned years, one reason I used to get frustrated was I didn't have structure.
Okay.
You know, I didn't really have, like, stuff like that. So once I started implementing structure and schedule and treatment, like, that was one of my biggest things, you know. I was like, hey, you know, I do it when I want to, and that's the thing that's not kind of fall apart. You know, when I started this structure, it seemed like a job, you know, and not a business, and that's what I want to do. Things just started to kind of come to me and help some of that frustration growing because I felt like I had more control over what was going on. But just if you ever feel like giving up, just think outright. You know, when I get frustrated, I what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking, you know, then I go back and I'll revisit it, you know, keep a journal and stuff like that, but everybody's different. So I have to find a way to, you know, remain positive and just keep going.
And just from you sharing that you have let people know you walk an example of empowerment and tenacity and determination. And people have to understand life ain't easy. You just proved it. Because I would have never known you had been through all that just from. So you got a story to tell. So folks, if you're listening, you got a speaker here. She has a story to tell of overcoming unbelievable challenges. So if you want to gain CEO of 208 Main, North Carolina. So if a person is listening, they don't get it, they won't ever get it. That's amazing. There are a lot of people who give it up just having cancer, let alone the other part you mentioned. Some people had a back surgery, they're about to die. You know? And here you are today. Folks, I wish you could see her. You would never know. When you go down social media and look at her page, you would never know that she has been through what she's sharing. They just give a little testament of how to make up in her mind, I will not be stopped. And that is the beautiful part of why we do what we do. To let people know, we all have had challenges, but you didn't let that challenge define you. You defeated it. And that's the beautiful part of it. Kind of share with us how, let's say hypothetically, which will happen. You'll get that huge deal, that $1 million deal, what will be the first thing you buy, or first thing you do?
Alright, so if I got a huge deal, the first thing I would do is invest in advertising so I can get another one.
Right.
That would be number one.
Okay.
Get this, you know, taken care of. I want to get to the stock market.
Okay.
So I would probably do some of that. Let's say I'm invested into getting more. See what else. Facebook.